Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you'd like at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Daryl.
And join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. The stuff you see on the front page as you scroll down, those numbered items, the items were submitted by listeners just like you. The numbers are the numbers of votes that those items have received. You may vote up or down based on your feelings about each item on the site. And the most important page on which to vote is the upcoming stories page. When you go there and you vote on those upcoming stories, once an upcoming story reaches a certain number of votes, it will be promoted to the front page of the site, meaning we're more likely to see it and talk about it. Other listeners also more likely to see. Go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there as we go to the phones, and you and your thoughts. Coming up, by the way, the fiscal cliff and more fear-mongering about the fiscal cliff. Daryl's got a story about that. Sam is on the line in Texas, though, to start things out this hour. Hey, Sam.
Hey, good evening, everybody.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I watched Penn and Teller's BS show on 2012, and I thought, man, that is a load of BS. So I'm calling in to debunk it because I know, Ian, you're a fan, and Daryl, I imagine you've watched some of them.
I don't even remember the show, but I've seen all of the episodes of Penn and Teller's.
I've seen a few of the episodes, and the ones that I've seen, I liked.
Okay.
They kind of ran out of topics in the last couple of seasons to some extent, but they're still pretty entertaining.
I still want to see the one where they call BS on dolphins.
I don't even remember that one either.
I saw that one.
I've seen them, but apparently it wasn't of much value. Anyway, go ahead, Sam.
So this one was on the whole my 2012, December 21st date. And they brought out a few people, one of which was Patrick Garrell, and he sort of is a proponent of the idea of a physical pole shift where the planet flips over and, you know, the oceans go sloshing about. And they also brought out a guy who also is an author, but I've never heard of him. He's not very well known. And he talks about Planet X or Nibiru, which is the idea that there's this rogue planet that comes in every 3,600 years. And it could pass by the Earth closely and take over the magnetic field, flip the planet, slosh the oceans, massive tidal waves is the idea.
Okay.
But if you just think about, or if you just, say, take 10 minutes studying the coastlines in the around, on the globe and look at how they're formed and so forth, you could easily deduce that that's not very likely. And there's also geologists who have found mud shoals that far inland, which suggests that there has been catastrophic flooding, but they don't find saltwater deposits. And so if these things are cyclical, whether it's caused from the sun or some rogue planet every so often, so many years, then you would expect to find saltwater deposits where the oceans came in and then dried out.
Sure.
And so that really debunks both of those theories without really digging into it. But then what they do is they kind of strut out their expert, who is the solar physicist. And the solar physicist assures us that, well, there's nothing to worry about, that there's no reason to fear solar flares. It won't influence us at all, or a bit. And so what he's not pointing out, though, is that in Quebec in 1989, there was a hydroelectric plant that got hit by a solar flare, and it overloaded the transformer, burned it up, caused a power outage.
If they just would have put the transformer up under a garbage can.
Wait a minute. Sam, how could this one plant have been hit? I mean, solar flares, in theory, should be affecting a much larger area than one place, right?
Well, they do, but with varying intensity. It's like, think of it almost like a splatter paint, where you take a paintbrush and fling mm-hmm. stuff at a canvas. There's
okay.
going to be spots where it's thin. It might spray the whole thing, but there's going to be intense spots as well as less intense spots, and they
okay.
just got unlucky. So, but his assurance that, you know, everything's okay, we can pretty much tell what the sun's going to do, and it won't damage the planet, was proven as really wrong in on November 4th in 2003, where there was an X-23 solar flare that was so big, it went off the chart of what NASA expected the sun to do.
And what happened as a result of that?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What happened? You said it was really big. What happened as a result?
Well, we were very lucky because the solar flare fired off into space away from Earth. But if it had been Earth-directed, this is what NASA talks about, if a Carrington event were to happen today, it would be really catastrophic. And they put this out in a report in, I think it was 2007, and the Congress passed a bill to fund basically hardening of the grid infrastructure. They passed it unanimously. It went over to the Senate, and it was buried. So nothing ever happened.
And so people should get garbage cans and put electronic devices in them?
We need to pass a law to make sure that the sun doesn't have solar flares.
Not really going to happen. But see, what I think this does by putting together shows that presents this false picture, it encourages people like you guys to be highly skeptical or even antagonistic towards people that even talk about these ideas, because it paints the picture that everybody who believes in this thing believes in this right here, and they're all crazy.
Well, with stuff like this, I just feel like this is something for the experts, and I'm not like one to just divert to authority, but I'm just not going to spend my time studying solar flares. Like, I don't see how I could even do anything to protect myself in that situation. So
the other day, I don't remember which,
a couple
last
weeks ago,
called last week to suggest that you could do things to protect yourself. You could wrap important electronic devices in, you know, iron cages.
But I need them now.
Well, the idea is to think about things that you would need without a grid in place, electronics or whatever, and you buy spare electronics also to store your photographs and things like that. You put those inside of a Faraday cage, which is any, you know, metal container that's sealed and is not going to allow RF energy to penetrate it, and the charge will ride on the surface. I mean, you can even just take a product that's in a box and wrap it in foil, and as long as there are no gaps, that'll work just fine as a Faraday cage.
So there you go. Anything else you want to suggest tonight, Sam?
Let me just say, you know, there are real prophecies related to 2012. You know, one of those is the prophecy of the popes, which is 900 years old, and it's ending with the current pope. We're about to get to Petrus Romanus, and the prophecy talks about the city of Seven Hills being destroyed. And if you think about calendars, the beginning of our calendar really marked the transition from from a belief in many gods to one God. And by the way, we're the ones who can tell you what he's saying. We have all the books, only we can read. So you got to do what we tell you. And it's worked fabulously for thousands of years. But I think now, at the end of the Mayan calendar, that's part of the thing, part of the sort of institution that's going to die away and won't transition into the next stage.
So you're saying you expect the Catholic Church to crumble?
Yes. Well, Ian, I think that would be a good segment for you to read the prophecy of the popes and look at what it says. I mean, it's been amazingly accurate. It's 900 years old.
Have they been, you know, I don't pay close attention to the budget of the Catholic Church, but certainly the Pope seems as influential as he's ever been. You're saying the popes themselves prophesied that they would be declining in power?
So, no, St. Malachi went into a trance back 900 years ago. He gave a number and a short description. In one case, for John Paul, it was the labor of the sun was the words. And he was, of course, born on a solar eclipse and put to rest on a solar eclipse. Another guy was flower among flowers, and he has four tulips in his family crest. So it's things like this that have identified them in order. But what we're getting to is Petrus Romanus, who's the last pope. And if you read even just the wiki page at the bottom, it'll tell you, it talks about him nourishing his flock through many tribulations. And at the end, the city of Seven Hills, which is Rome, will be destroyed, and the great judger will return to judge his people, the end.
So what do you think, the Pope or the Catholic Church is going to disintegrate in the next year?
Perhaps. You know, I don't know.
All right,
know,
Sam.
Ian, but
we'll keep an eye on things. Thanks for the call tonight. Let us know how it goes. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control here and bring up anything you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, folks, how will you get home if a riot or natural disaster happens while traveling? If you're like me, you'll have membership with OnCall International. On the phone is the company CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, tell us about this coverage.
OnCall International's deluxe membership includes all the great benefits of our annual membership, but also covers emergency evacuation due to earthquakes, volcanoes, political riots, military coups, and more.
Folks, save 30% off your membership today with the code RMAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com. I'm happy to bring you the next chapter in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her legs started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go, thinking it would get better. But when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to her worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Free 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com features include listening options. Live streams are there, broadband, midband, narrowband versions of the show, different size bit rates for different internet connection speeds. You'll find one that'll work for you, and they're all free over at listen.freetalklive.com. In addition to that, you can learn about the over 100 great radio stations that air this show at various times throughout the week. Plus, there are two different satellite listening choices you have. There's XM satellite radio, and there's also our free-to-air KU band channel, which you can receive across North America. Also, our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Liberty Forum, it's coming up. 2013, February 21st through the 24th, some of the speakers have been announced thus far. And, Daryl, you've never been.
I have never been.
Allie, did you go last year?
I went last year.
First time?
Yes.
How was it?
It was great. It was great to see everyone, and it was like a pork fest, but much cushier. You know, it was inside.
Comfy, a very comfy hotel and
yes.
Warm.
That's right.
And lots of people, too, like hundreds of liberty-oriented people all in the same hotel. So you get the opportunity to, or the excuse, to come to New Hampshire to meet people who might just be your neighbors in the future. People who, you know, the Free State Project is about moving liberty-minded people to New Hampshire, getting active for freedom. And, you know, it's a lifetime project. It's not, freedom's not coming around the corner. We've got a lot of work to do to actually get from here to there. And so that's why it really takes a dedicated crew of activists. We want to reach 20,000 people, get 20,000 people to make the move up here. We've already got 1,100 here. Over 13,000 have pledged to make the move, and hundreds of those people will be at the Liberty Forum. So it's a great time to meet other people of like mind. It's also a great time to hear some great speeches by people like Cory Doctorow, Jeffrey Tucker from the Mises Institute, now Laissez-Faire Books, Declan McCullough from CNET. He's been doing a lot of great reporting over the years. We've read a number of his articles on Free Talk Live. Declan McCullough is like the go-to guy when it comes to reporting on the government crushing internet freedom. This guy knows his stuff. And Tom Woods, who is going to be the keynote speaker at this event on Saturday night. Now, there's going to be another keynote speaker on Friday night. That person has not been announced yet. I've maybe heard rumors about a possibility, but I don't want to say because I don't want to spoil anything. I could
it's you, isn't it?
I could be totally wrong. No, it's not me. I have actually never seen any of the keynote addresses at any of the five Liberty Forums that I've attended.
Is that the one that speaks during the dinner?
Correct.
Okay.
Because I've always been working. We broadcast Free Talk Live every night from the Liberty Forum, so I don't get to see those. But you will, because you'll just be attending the forum. And if you want to go to the dinners, by the way, the dinners, from what I was told today online, what I saw, Chris Lawless, the organizer of the Liberty Forum, has managed, I don't know how he did this, because I've looked into organizing a convention as well. I don't know how he pulled it off, but he managed to actually squeeze an extra meal into the $200 ticket.
Wow.
So if you order the $200 ticket, it's $199. The price is supposed to go up on New Year's Day, from what I understand, so you want to lock in your price right now. But $200 for a convention, period, is an incredibly affordable price. $200 for a convention that will actually allow you several meals within that $200, that's amazing. We're talking about banquet meals at dinner time, and also apparently they might have lunch and breakfast lined up as well. I don't know which ones on which days, but there's going to be an extra meal this time included in the ticket, and the ticket price is the same this year as it was last year. I don't know how he did it.
The dinner last year was really good. It was a buffet.
Yeah, and there was a great breakfast buffet last year, too. So the food is included at the $199 price point, but if you really feel like you can't afford that, get the $100 ticket. You don't get to go into the food, you know, the dinners and buffets and such, but you still get to get into all the panel discussions and the speeches. So go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Get signed up as soon as possible before the rates increase. So freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Oh, yeah, and speaking of Tom Woods. If you go to freekeen.com right now, scroll down the page just a little bit, you'll see an article. Tom Woods doubly endorses the Free State Project. His latest video on his YouTube channel, which has a fair amount of subscribers, by the way, about 15,000 subscribers on his YouTube channel. He's talking about the viral news that has come out of New Hampshire over the last few days, where a state rep from Keene, Cynthia Chase, she has come out and said that the Free Staters are the single greatest threat to the state.
She also said that Free Staters are not welcome here.
That's right.
And the ironic part, she's from Rhode Island.
Right. She's complaining about how we're moving in to change things, but that's what she did.
We're
the
idiots.
Current governor, the governor-elect, and one of the U.S. senators who was a former governor of New Hampshire are all from out of state.
Yep.
So I guess it's okay to move here if you bring your big government statism with you.
Well, that's the Cheshire way of life,
liberty.
Apparently. She said that they have to protect the way of life here and that these free staters just have the wrong ideology. So they've got to impose more draconian laws to make it less favorable to free stater types.
Which, according to the analysis from Brad Jardis, who just posted a fresh article at freekeen.com, he says that that's a violation of state law to create a law that specifically targets a group of people, to create laws with the intention of, for instance, keeping Free State Project participants out of New Hampshire.
Sounds like a violation of Article 10 to me.
Yeah. So go to freekeen.com. Check out this Tom Woods video. It's worth watching the full 3 minutes. But the endorsement that he has of the Free State Project is fantastic. He says in the video, quote, "We should support the Free State Project," we meaning liberty-minded people. He says, "I think it's a great idea, but now I'm doubly enthusiastic for it because now I feel like we have to do it just to drive this woman crazy."
That's right.
The woman we're talking about.
Move out of spite.
Tom Woods needs to move here and then in 7 years run for governor.
Yeah, that'd be great. So you can do that, too. Go to freestateproject.org, learn more about it. If you love liberty, that is, if you're like Cynthia Chase and you've got a real thing for controlling people, you're going to find life is getting more difficult here for you because the more activists come in, the more of an effect we're going to have. And if there was ever any proof that you needed that things are working here, you've got people who are statists screaming online that they're frustrated about how annoying the Free State Project is, that Free Staters are the greatest threat to the state. No one's ever said that about the Libertarian Party.
That's a good point.
That is a very good point.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Zach, listening in Ithaca, to WNYY. Hey, Zach. Zach?
Yeah, so I can talk about whatever I want, right?
You are on the air. Go for it.
Okay. Well, I do a lot of reading about North Korea. I think it's a fascinating place. Kind of started for me seeing The Vice Guide to North Korea.
Yes, excellent, excellent series on the internet. There's actually two different Vice Guides to North Korea. I highly recommend them both. Stand by, Zach. We're going to continue with you and your thoughts here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. If you haven't seen The Vice Guide to North Korea, the first part and the follow-up where they're at the Siberian prison camp, you make a note. Go and see it. In fact, I'll pull it up and link over to it on our Twitter and Facebook here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. Take control. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made, AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you would like. 855-453. SACL CAI toll free line. Bring up anything you want. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Daryl.
Allie is available at AllieHavens.com. Daryl over at FPP.cc. And our number here, 855-453. We're going to continue with you and your thoughts. Zach, listening in Ithaca to WNYY, you were calling regarding North Korea. Fascinating, twisted, bizarre, scary place. I've never been, but I did enjoy the Vice Guide to North Korea that you suggested. I linked to the original Vice Guide on our Facebook and Twitter for those who have not yet seen it. And Zach, continue your thoughts.
Well, my heart goes out to these people. You know, with the shooting thing that happened, they say, you know, we're past the stage of the country where we need guns. Like, North Korea is the perfect example of a country that you need a well-armed populace, you know? And I figured if we carpet bomb North Korea with, like, cans of peanut butter and, like, shotguns, like, overnight, these people would free themselves.
I don't know, though, because, like, so, yeah, I think when it really comes down to it, the North Koreans would rather be free than enslaved when it really comes down to it. But there is such a fear there. That's sort of part of this, is that they've brainwashed at least scared the hell out of the people there enough that in their day-to-day interactions, they talk about Kim Jong-il or who is it? Un now?
Yeah, Kim Jong-un.
Like he's God. And that's the only way they're allowed to speak about them.
Well, right. Now, so the question is,
and they have these telescreen sort of things built into their houses that they can never turn the volume off.
Really?
They can only turn it down. It's not exactly like a telescreen because the government can't watch them.
Where did you see this one?
There was a documentary on PBS several years ago. Lisa Ling, I believe, was the reporter that actually got into North Korea. And
they let her into the average person's home?
They let her go speak with, you know, somebody that was presented as an average Korean.
So my suggestion or my response, Zach, to the idea of dropping guns over North Korea is
food.
And food. That obviously would get them on your side because they're starving, a lot of them. But I also agree with Ali that they've been brainwashed pretty heavily. The question that we don't know the answer to, and maybe we'd find out if they were all of a sudden armed up, but the question we don't know the answer to is how many of them have been affected by this brainwashing versus how many of them are, like, on the underground? Because there's probably, I know there's a resistance in North Korea, I've heard about them, but you don't get real reporting on it because there's no, in any way, any semblance of free media in North Korea. It's state-run media, and that's it. The state-run radio stations, you know, if you've got a radio in North Korea, it's tuned to one frequency, it's the state-run radio station.
Well, where does resistance go? Because from what I understand, if you're thought to be resistant whatsoever, you and everyone you know goes into a concentration camp.
Oh, yeah. Right. So, I mean, they exist, but they're pretty, you know, on the down low, this resistance. And the question is, how much of the population, given the opportunity to openly revolt, as you're suggesting, Zach, would actually take that opportunity, would seize that that opportunity and do something about it versus cowering in fear of what might possibly happen to them?
I think it would be really entertaining, too. It would make great TV.
I think it would be really disappointing because I think it would be a bunch of guns sitting out and a bunch of people in hiding still and no one going and grabbing the guns.
And there would probably be a bunch of people that would just kill themselves because they would rather be dead than live in the oppression that they live in.
That's another question. How many people do kill themselves in North Korea? These are all questions that have no answer because there's no one there to run these studies. There's no one there to ask these questions. There's no way to find out about North Korea beyond every now and then someone like the Vice Guy team, you know, going in and basically sneaking into the country. One of the episodes of the Vice Guy is essentially them, you know, going into North Korea without permission and managing to film average people, which is a very difficult thing to do. I presume, Zach, you've seen the some of the other documentaries about North Korea and what kind of the typical visit to North Korea is like.
That was actually them going to North Korean labor camps in China or Russia or something like that.
Siberia,
yeah. And
isn't there a Vice Guide where they sneak in, though? I thought there was two of them. There's one where they sneak into North Korea, and there's another one where they go into the Siberian labor camp.
You might have me there, man.
Maybe I'm thinking of something else. I could be thinking of something else. I know for a fact there are two Vice Guides to North Korea, and I haven't seen them both in recent days, so I don't recall exactly. But there is a documentary out there, and I think it's Vice, but there is a documentary out there where they basically sneak into North Korea and they are able to interact with average people, because normally there's like an official track. And if you go, and there is a Vice Guide, I know there's a Vice Guide where they go on the official track, and it's ridiculous. But they, you know, they take you to this one hotel where it's the hotel for everyone visiting North Korea, and many of the floors are closed off, so presumably there's probably nothing there. And they have certain floors where you're allowed to be, and you can't leave the hotel unless your official state guide has come for you. The hotel has a moat surrounding it, so you could not leave the property if you wanted to leave the property. And you are taken on a state-approved tour of certain, you know, nationalistic...
Are there alligators in this moat?
I don't know if they have gators in North Korea, but it's supposedly made difficult for you to leave the custody of your keepers. And
sounds very creepy.
If you were to leave and be caught leaving, you probably would end up in a North Korean prison, which would not be good. So it's interesting because they take you on this tour of North Korea, which, of course, has nothing to do with what the average person in North Korea experiences. You go to, like, a restaurant, which, of course, North Koreans don't get to go to. There's one scene where the guy from Vice is sitting alone in this gigantic room with tables all in it, as though there would be, at some point, some kind of posh dinner party happening that you might see in a movie, for instance, but he's the only one there. And it's just this bizarre, creepy world where there are things that they have created to show you as though this was North Korea. But in point of fact, it's nothing like the real North Korea. It's just the official state tour. Anyway, Zach, continue with your thoughts.
Well, Shane Smith has got a pair on him to, like, they bribe their way to North Korea. Most people want their way out, you know?
Yeah.
And it seems like there's people drop leaflets, and apparently the most desirable thing in North Korea are these little USB drives so people can sneak around you know, information. We should drop those.
Really?
We should be doing something to help these people out.
This is news to me. Where did you hear about the USB drive thing?
There's the top 10 consumer items in North Korea. It was some, you know, if you Google that, you're going to get some British woman narrating about, you know, the marketplaces. And everyone wants charcoal briquettes because the power's out all the time. Like, it's the most backward, hellish, weird place.
I would like to know more about why USB drives are so popular in North Korea. My understanding, and it's limited, it's only from, you know, looking at documentaries, obviously. My understanding is that the average person in North Korea does not ever have access to a computer. So I'm wondering if that means there's underground laptops that are being, you know, somehow passed around.
Probably.
And then that USB information could be very, very valuable at that point. But, you know, you're lucky to have anything. You're rich in North Korea if you've got a DVD player. Zach, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate from you. It's fascinating.
So I just pulled up the documentary that I was talking about with Lisa Ling. It's actually a National Geographic documentary.
Okay. That's on my list of things to watch on Netflix.
Inside North Korea is the title of it. And just the quick description from YouTube, it says, go undercover with National Geographic correspondent Lisa Ling. So apparently this is actually some sort of undercover sort of investigative journalism documentary. I thought she went through all of the proper channels to get there, but apparently not.
Fascinating. I would love to see that, and I'm pretty sure it's on my Netflix list. 855-453. What was it called again?
Inside North Korea.
855-450-3733. Anything you watch about North Korea will blow your mind. Take the time to do it. 855-453. Moments remain. Enough time for you and your thoughts, whether it's on North Korea or anything you want. Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Moments remain, but enough time for you if you call in now. 2-1-855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 855-450-FREE. Here in the studio, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Daryl.
And you can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and would like to support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. You can do it for as little as $5 per month. We'll take that $5 in, invest it into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. And you can help us out. It makes a big difference when you amp at amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, you get access to perks, bonuses, like the Amp Only Forum, the Amp Only Podcast. Go and learn more and get amped at amp.freetalklive.com. And thank you if you do. And thank you if you have amped in the past. We'd love to have you back. Some people's, you know, life circumstances change and they have to cut back their budgets and they've cut back amp. And sometimes they come back. So come on back over at amp.freetalklive.com. And again, much appreciated. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Talk to Larry in West Virginia, listening in Charleston to WVTS. Hey, Larry.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks
for great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to that one gentleman trying to talk about, how Roman Catholic Church was, going to diminish and fall or whatever to a point of weakness. But he's completely wrong on that subject. But then I wanted to steer away from that because what he was talking about was total nonsense, and it's not even a retort for that.
Well, there have been a lot of predictions over time, and most of them have been wrong. So odds are good that he'll be wrong.
Well, yeah. I mean, if he's wanting to go by what the Bible says, you know, I understand the seven hills and things like that, and everybody wants to talk about this mark of the beast and everything I've ever heard anybody talk about. They're always talking about barcodes and everybody else like that, but they failed to read in the text that it says it's the mark of a man. It doesn't say it's going to be the mark given out to every man. It says the number of the beast is the mark of a man. It's a mark of a man, not people. So, you know, that's just not even worth talking about. But my question is that I want to talk about is our the national deficit. You know, we're in so many, trillions of dollars now. And, you know, who owes that money? The government doesn't owe
that's
that
right.
money that they borrow and spend. We do.
No. The government owes it.
Well,
we don't know it. Did you sign a contract?
Well, no. They take our taxes to pay it.
Did you sign a loan agreement?
It's not a loan agreement. It's just who pays that back if the government doesn't?
Well, they're going to force you to pay it back. But just because somebody puts a gun to your head and tells you to do something doesn't mean you're obligated, you know, in any real fashion. It's just that they're going to hurt you if you don't do it.
What he's saying is that we as U.S. citizens are the collateral that they're putting up if they don't pay back these loans.
That's my point. Then every man, woman, and child is indebted if the government can't pay it back, which they're spending money so fast and so much that they don't have, then they just keep getting money from where? To spend. Where are they getting this money from that they're spending like crazy? And
no, they print it. They print the money out.
A lot of it they borrow from China.
That's true, too.
I know they print the money, but you've got to have, like she said, a collateral for that money to be worth something. If not, you might as well just take your money and wallpaper your walls with it because it's worth nothing.
You're right, and they're making it worth less over time by printing more of it out. You're correct. I mean, they hold us, and as Allie pointed out, they hold us as collateral against that debt. That's true.
Okay. We don't sign no papers to that, like you just asked. We don't sign any papers to that, you know, that we actually owe it, but they just automatically say that, you know, hey.
Well, a thief says that you need to give him money as well.
It's just incorrect to say that we owe that money. We don't. They're holding us against they're holding our labor against that debt as collateral, but if people stopped being so obedient, then there would be nothing they could do to collect.
Okay. Now,
you fill out your tax forms on your own, or you hire someone to do it, right?
Understandably so. But say whoever, you know, however this money's getting loaned out and spent, or whoever's loaned enough money, if you know, it's got to come from somewhere. What would happen? This is my question. What would happen if they say, whoever it is says, they say, hey, enough's enough. We want our money back. You know, time to pay up. Who pays it?
Good question.
Well, they wouldn't be able to collect enough in any one moment from the average person, so they would have to turn on the printing presses in order to pay back somebody.
Or they could mint those trillion-dollar platinum coins.
Well, that's true, too.
So you've got to have something to turn the printing presses on to make the money worth something, because...
Oh, no. Just a point of clarification. Point of clarification. If China makes a billion-dollar loan to the U.S., and then all of a sudden they, you know, somehow are able to say, we want our money back right away, there's probably terms on it, but if they were able to say, we want our money back today, then the only way they could pay that back in a moment would be to inflate the money supply, and that would make the money worth less. I mean, that's just how it is.
And then that falls back to us.
Correct, because as the money becomes worth less, the dollars in your pocket become worth less, and your buying, you know, your ability to live, your standard of living goes down, and yeah, absolutely it falls on us, as long as we continue using their money. But if you've got money that's not their money, if you've got gold and silver, if you've got bitcoins, for instance, then no, they cannot hurt you if you have your dollars changed into something else, because then they can't print out bitcoins, and they can't mine gold and silver.
Say you're holding your own gold and your own silver instead of you have cash. That's understandable. Now, the point, the other part of this is kind of like a compound thing. They say, you know, we print the money, it gets a little bit less, and then, you know, the American public, once they're saying, hey, you know, money's not going to be worth much, you're going to be making a lot less, because the dollar's going to be worth nothing, everybody's going to start wondering, you know, how are we going to pay, because, you know, gallons of milk, dollars for gas, you know, everything you got to do, and every time they give you a raise in the minimum wage, just at that point, you know, if you noticed, when they give you the raise, the minimum wage, you know, everything else goes up as long as with.
That's right.
So really, you're not making any more money. It's just like a magic trick kind of.
That's exactly right.
So if it gets that bad, and the American public finally gets to the point, they say, hey, enough is enough. We're not going to do it. And then they're talking about another, you know, another civil war, you know, over that type of thing. Because, you know, but what happens is it gets to the point where they say, hey, enough is enough. And the American public wants to stand up and tell the government, you can't rule us no more because it was been on sale.
Well, that'd be awesome if people actually had the level of courage that it would take to stand up and say enough is enough. I don't agree with going to war. I think that peace is the only way to achieve peace. But
it is the way, but, you know, sometimes, you know, throughout history, many times peace come along, there was always a war before that.
You're right. I mean, it's likely that people are going to lash out. It's likely that people are going to get violent. I think that's a mistake personally, but
well,
you're correct. To observe history is to observe that.
Well, history always repeats itself. You know?
Unfortunately, it really does seem to, doesn't it?
Well, it's proven. It always repeats itself.
Well, there's certainly plenty of evidence to show that that's true, but that doesn't mean that we can't break that cycle, right? That we couldn't be the first group of people to refuse to fight with violence and instead go through non-cooperation or civil disobedience.
You also see that throughout, you know, from the 60s up, people would do, you know, nonviolent protests, but then, you know, they still get the fire hoses turned on them and the billy clubs smacked to their heads. And
there's no easy way out of this. No doubt about it. Well, I thank you for the call tonight and the thoughts, Larry. I appreciate hearing from you, man. Thanks. 855-450-FREE.
I just think that responding in violence to anything just shows a certain amount of desperation. I think that that's why the state depends on violence, because they're peddling really bad ideas that require violence to be carried out. And I think that the Liberty Movement is based on good ideas. I don't think it requires violence for them to spread and prosper in society. So my hope is that there is no violence required. And I think if it comes to that, then ultimately it's just going to be a failure, because I don't think that that's how this is going to work.
If your ideas are good enough, then people will ultimately accept them without the use of force.
Yeah, for sure. And violence brings you, in my opinion, down to their level. That's the stuff that they use. They use violence as their tool. So if you can keep yourself peaceful, and studies have shown, I think it was Erica Chenoweth we had on the show to talk about, you know, she wrote a book about how nonviolent resistance is far more effective, especially these days, than is violent resistance. We've got the internet. We can show their violence crystal clear. You look at a great movie like Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree. Derek Jay is clearly the victim in that particular movie, but yet he's the one who goes into the jail cell. I mean, it makes it real crystal clear who the violent people are, and it's the people calling themselves the government. And as long as we remain peaceful and keep those cameras rolling, it'll be crystal clear to anyone who's paying attention.
And Gandhi proved that nonviolent resistance does work.
Indeed, and we'll keep proving it here as we continue on. But not tonight. We'll be back tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to join Allie on her website, Allie Havens.
That's right.
AliHavens.com. And then Daryl's site, fpp.cc. See you tomorrow night.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Under the mistletoe this year, there's only one thing you should be slipping into your lover's mouth. Stateless Sweets, delicious, handmade, all-natural candy. The holidays are going to be full of empty calories this year, so make your calories count with the very best handcrafted confections. Chocolate-covered pistachio brittle, salted honey caramels, English toffee, and the best fudge you've ever tasted. You need this for your holiday parties. Go to statelesssweets.com and use coupon code FTL to save 10%. Statelesssweets.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.